Well, we're back with our beautiful podcast, and we've been having the best of times. Today, we are speaking on the conversation of being brave through prayer. And we are joined by our amazing guest, Pastor Claudia and Pastor Sally. Thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you for the opportunity.
Yes, we're quite excited to have you guys here with us today, especially on a topic of prayer, being brave through prayer. I think when we're at our lowest, prayer isn't always easy, so I'm quite excited to hear what you guys have in store for us. So maybe if we could start, Pastor Sally, with you, just a woman in the Bible that you admired that prayed.
Okay, thank you very much. I'd just like to talk about, when you think about prayer, you think about desiring God's presence. Mm. And the writer of Psalms 42 compares himself to a deer that is longing for water. The deer is weary and parched without it. So all that it wants is a stream to drink from. In a similar way, the psalmist David is weary and he is exhausted from life. He's under pressure and he's growing tired. And yet his innermost desire is for God. So just like the deer pants for the water, the psalmist's soul desires the presence of God. He knows that the solution to his problem is not accomplishments or praise, but it is found in the presence of the Almighty God. Mm-hmm. And all it takes is your desired commitment to spend time by reading the Word of God and prayer and reflecting on his faithful character. As you draw close to him, he's ready and willing to draw closer to you. So the scripture I'm reminded of is Psalms chapter 42, verses 1. I long to drink of you, O God, to drink deeply from the streams of pleasure flowing from your presence. My longing overwhelms me for you. The room that you create for God is the same room that God is going to use to bring back your promise. Yes. I'd just like to repeat that. The room that you create for God is the same room that God is going to use to bring back your promise. Ask the Shunammite woman. Okay, she cared for the prophet Elisha. When she realized that he was often passing her house, she spoke to her husband to build a room for the prophet. When her son passed away, as you will recall in the story, she took her son to the room she built for the prophet because she believed and had faith that the prophet could help her. That was the first Airbnb of the day.
That's cool.
Okay. So let's talk more about that.
Yeah.
Okay.
I said, which room did you create?
Mm.
The room that you create is a room that will bring back your promise, right?
Yes.
And which room are we creating in our hearts or in our houses for the Spirit of God to dwell in? Remember, when you are in a crisis, where did you run to?
Mm.
To contend with the Holy Spirit. Lord, I trusted in you. I prayed. I fasted. What happened, Lord?
Mm.
Where is your secret place? Or should I say, your sacred place? Your sacred place is the place where you have a special conversation with God. A place where you worship your God.
Yeah.
I don't know if you recall, Pastor Adrian spoke about this a few weeks ago. He said something so profound, and I grasped it in my spirit. He said the work of the enemy is to consistently invade our secret space.
That's powerful, yeah.
Okay? And he said the enemy will want to take captive your children, your grandchildren, carry your children into slavery. The sacred place of the Shunammite woman was upstairs in the prophet Elisha's room because she felt that the presence of God was in that place. Lots of things happen in the upper room. But we'll leave that for another time.
Thanks, Pastor Sally. And what about you, Pastor Claudia?
Oh, yes. Pastor Sally said so much.
Yeah.
But that upper room, you know, that's where you find your peace.
Yes.
It's that upper room when you go in, you know, woman of prayer goes in war in that upper room.
Yes. Yes.
And it's different every time when you go into that upper room. Sometimes you go in just to give praise to God, just to thank Him for who He is, just to glorify Him. You know, you just love Him and just love on God all the time.
Yes.
But then you go into that upper room and you change it other times. You become aggressive because now you're going to a fight mood, you know, there's certain things, war mood.
You
go in and you say to God, God, listen, today you're going to listen to me, you know, you're going to answer me on this one, you know. So I chose this woman. I chose Abigail.
Okay.
So Abigail was for me just a woman that was just so brave, you know. When she called her husband foolish because he did not want to see to David in the soldiers. So and David said, I'm going to kill this man, you know, get your swords ready, I'm going to kill this man. And Abigail heard about it and she said, you, this is the love of my life. Okay, I'm going to fight for this one. This one, he is the one that keeps the lights on. You know, this Abigail's. And she made right by it. She was so brave that she got things together, kettle together, you know, just to go give to David and say, pardon my husband. You know, he is, as his name says, he's That's foolish. Nice. He's a foolish man, this one. But please don't let his blood be on your hands.
Yes.
Forgive him. And you know, this is how we need to be as women. Sometimes we find out we ourselves can be foolish at times, you know.
Yes.
And we need intercessors to be there for us when we do these foolish things. So at the time, Abigail was the one that stepped in the gap for her husband. And she said, okay, this is my man. I need to make right. And she went out there and she made right. And guess what? She became David's wife later on. But this is only when her husband died, because he got a shock of his life when he heard that King David actually wanted to kill him.
Yes.
And in the other woman that I love so much is the woman with the issue of blood. And I was just thinking and meditating, how long? We know she suffered for 12 years. But, you know, for the fact that she endures that time. I mean, we are women and we're celebrating Women's Month. So we know it is tough for women. It to see a certain time of the month, you go through all your hormones and your down moments.
Yes.
And you can, and everybody can say, you look so pretty. But if you don't feel it, and it's just that time of the month that you don't feel happy, you don't feel pretty. And just think of this woman. How did she felt? And she was an outcast. Nobody wanted to be around her. You know, nobody wanted to touch her because they thought she's unclean, you know.
Yes.
And if we think, I was just thinking and meditating, God, I'm in the medical field. And when women lost so much blood, or anybody for that matter, they are down, they are sick, they are weak, Pastor Sally.
Yes.
You can't do nothing. And for 12 years, I mean, there was no blood transfusion that time. I mean, we got the right supplements that we can use.
Yes.
What did she do? And I'm just thinking, maybe a herb? Maybe God showed her herb as she was praying and devoting herself into prayer. God showed her herb. Maybe she used that and the red blood cells came up again until the next blood issue comes again.
Mm.
How did she feel?
Yeah.
So we women go through tough times, but we need to be there. And I also think she had perseverance, you know. And we know it's one of the fruit of the Spirit, but we just think, Lord, why that one? Long suffering, you know, why that? But it's the fruit of the Spirit. So, yeah, and we know God said, call upon me and I will show you great and mighty things that you did not know. So in her case, God showed up. And when she just touched the hem of his garment, she was made whole. But how long did she wait for that wholeness to be healed again? And we're still talking about it today.
Yeah, exactly. I think the beautiful thing about this woman is we learn from her that actually sometimes going to that war room can be a very lonely place.
Yes.
Because nobody really understands your pain exactly how you're feeling it in that moment.
Yes.
So let's just talk a little bit about how do you war when you're feeling so lonely. Because like what you said beautifully, Pastor Claude, is that sometimes you go into this room and you say to God, okay, I'm here because I'm here to praise you. But other times you go there and you're like, Lord, we need to talk.
Yeah.
Right? So how do you still go to that place, that sacred place with God, when you feel so lonely and you feel so isolated for having maybe gone through something so real, like being on in having the issue of blood for 12 years.
Mm.
That's such a long time.
You're at your lowest.
You know? Yeah, you're at your lowest. And I don't even think that maybe even if you explain it to other people,
yes,
it's difficult for them to really empathize
with
completely.
You.
Because, you know, I can maybe understand as a spectator, but I'm not in your pain.
In that situation.
So how do you become this warrior, this fierce and brave girl when you're alone?
You know, you just had to do it. And what I do when I go through difficult times, first, I just read the Word of God, get encouragement from the Word of God.
Yeah.
And sometimes you just go and you start praying. You just open your mouth and just start saying things and be real for real with God, you know.
Yeah.
Just tell your story. Don't come. Sometimes we make it so difficult. Then we want to go look for high words and beautiful words. You just tell God your story. I'm hurt, God. I'm hurt. Help me out, yeah. You know, Lord, this is why, like in my case, last year I didn't work. And some of you know, I said, I don't understand why God is putting me through this, but I trust the process.
Yes.
So we need to embrace prayer, because prayer is a process. It's ongoing. Yes, we're going through the warfare now, and we fight, and I fight, and I tell God, and I cry. Hannah was a real prayer warrior, because she went in and she prayed and she said, God, I cannot let my enemies laugh at me.
Yeah.
You know, you are going to give me the son. And at sometime the priest thought she's drunk, but she didn't worry who thinks she's drunk.
Yes.
She wants what she wants, and she wants that baby. So God, you're going to make me pregnant, and I'm going to have that baby, you know?
Yeah.
And I'm going to come back and I say, listen, girl, you were laughing at me, but look at me now. You know?
Yeah.
And it reminds me also of a testimony that when I was, many years ago, this girl, I had the funniest hairstyle and I did not like it at all. I was sitting the whole day going to night duty with this terrible hairstyle that I cannot change.
Okay.
So I'm there and this girl, the sister was handing over and she was just saying, this one is not going to make it. And she didn't even think of the patient lying in that bed, you know?
Mm.
And the patient felt, and I felt so bad also. How can you just say it like that?
Yes.
And I came back afterwards, Pastor, and what I said to her, do you want to live or die?
Sure.
That's all that I asked her. And she said, I want to live. And she said, I got hope when I saw your hairstyle, and I'm just thinking, this ugly hairstyle that I didn't like. So she found
someone.
Courage in this hairstyle, you know?
Yes.
And for the 7 days or night, and I said that word to her that night, and I said to her, okay, I'm going to help you. At that time, she could not even lift the cup from, you know, from a desk. And she was just so exhausted. She couldn't do. She was very weak and sick. And yes, we knew she's going to die. But when I asked her, do you want to live and not die, she said, and I said, I will help you the next morning, and then we will just progress. And like I said, prayer is a progress. It's continuous. You just don't stop whenever. And at the end of the day, she went out of that hospital. My last day, on the seventh day, I said to her, you'll be able to walk yourself to the bathrooms, and she did.
Praise God.
And she went home.
Yeah.
Wow.
So prayer, and sometimes you need to be aggressive with prayer. Sometimes you're not going to, if your child is in trouble, you're not going to say, it's okay, Lord, I'm just, yes, we praise at time, but how do you praise at a time?
Yes.
You praise that comes from the inside. You say, God, show me great and mighty things that I did not know. You know, you call upon him and you say like, I'm going to pray like the Esther. I'm going to pray like Maria when she saw her child going to be crucified. You know, you pray that kind of prayer. So that's me.
I love it. I love just how you're saying maybe even in just a lonely state, you have to be fierce about your prayer.
You have to be fierce.
You have to press through. And I think there is a type of breakthrough, right,
yeah,
that comes when you just persist in the space, in the sacred place.
Mm.
Yeah, that's
and persistence is the thing. You have to persist. You never give up.
Yeah.
Pastor absolutely. Claudia, we're going to need a picture of that hairstyle.
No, never again.
What was it, Pastor Claudia?
Oh, it was the braids that did. Okay. I was sitting the whole day and But yeah, that hairstyle healed that woman and she went home.
Okay.
She went home because she also knew. And at the time, we know a lot of patients did not survive what the disease was that was there back in the day. So, she said she's going to go back and she's going to shake her bum and show that everybody that thought,
I love that.
I'm not going to make it here. I am,
Well, glory
and that's the thing,
God,
and that's about prayer. And Pastor Sally will tell, we encourage, we love, and we just let people be themselves in prayer.
Mm.
So if you are real in prayer, God is going to answer that. And the faith. Prayer can never go without faith.
Yes.
You have to have faith.
Mm.
Pastor Sally, if you can just maybe share a little bit with us of some of the lessons that you've learned being an intercessor and be a prayer warrior.
Many a time, I would realize that I would get aggressive with God because sometimes I would be looked upon as being very aggressive, but it doesn't matter. I'm crazy. I walk around in the house and pray.
Yeah.
And my daughter works at home. So when I see that she's going through a crisis, I begin to pray and trust God for a breakthrough. And many a time you would see the atmosphere change. Mm. You would see breakthrough come through. Mm. And Pastor Claudia, you know what I'm talking about. And, you just begin to speak in tongues. Sometimes people do not understand what you're saying, but you do it anyway because you know that your miracle lies in your aggressiveness, but in your desperation for God.
Yes.
Desperation. And that is what it's all about. And I believe that when you start praying in a crisis, you turn to God for help because He's our Father and He can answer our prayer.
Yeah.
Yes.
No man can answer your prayer, but God can.
That's good.
Remember how big your God is.
Yes.
Okay, He's a great God.
Yeah.
He's a mighty God. Remember the faithfulness of God.
Mm.
And that's what I always remember. I would take the word and I would read the word because I believe there's power in the word.
Mm.
So these are the things that we would look to. And I believe that our faith in God, and talking about Queen Esther, her courage, and it wasn't about her beauty, her wisdom, or her position.
Yeah.
It was her faith in an unshakable, unstoppable, unchangeable God.
Yeah.
That's who He is.
That's good.
And so there were many instances when I had to trust in God for a breakthrough, and I have seen God come through. I have seen God just change situations around. My husband thinks I'm crazy at times, and but when he sees the miracle happening, when he sees the situations when you need a financial breakthrough and how God comes through, then we understand the goodness and the greatness of God.
Yeah.
Awesome. Is there any last words of encouragement that you'd like to leave us with today?
I would say never stop praying. Embrace praying.
Mm.
Embrace it because it is a process. And when you embrace something, you take it, you make ownership of it.
Yeah.
So take ownership in prayer, and when you are praying, just talk to God.
Yes.
He understands everything. I mean, I remember last thing when I was in the hospital, this Chinese lady got lost, and I just thought four big security could not handle her. She was like a real karate kid, you know. and at some point, yeah. I just thought, I was working in a psychiatric ward, and at some point, I just thought, oh, no, it's now time. All the other patients is going to get busy now.
Yeah.
So I started praying in tongues, but not loud enough. I thought it wasn't loud, but it loud enough for her.
Yes.
Because then she understood every word. She understood every word. And as I was praying, we were communicating.
She understood every word.
Every word I was saying. She was at the window, busy telling, and I started praying in tongues. And the minute I started and she was reacting, I just, God said, she understand, keep on praying. And I kept on praying, and she understand. And all that we need to do is, like, God was just... you know, giving me the wisdom in saying that she got lost in Brixton.
Sure.
So we just need to find her parents.
Mm.
And the next day, I took her in the hand and I got her to bed.
Yeah.
She slept. The next day, I hand over. She was lost. They must phone the Brixton police station. The next evening when I got back, she was home.
Sure. Okay.
So bravery.
Praise God.
Yeah.
And embrace prayer, because prayer will come true for you. It any given time.
Yes.
Thank you.
That was beautiful. Yeah. Thank you.
Okay. And my last word would be, as I would always say, if you are a mother, then you have to pray.
Yes.
Because if you don't pray as a mother in the house, who is going to pray for your children? And who is going to pray for your husband? So that is my last word, that as a mother, you need to pray.
Thank you so much. I think we've learned that being prayerful, it means that we're brave, because we step into moments where we don't necessarily know the outcome, but we know that we trust God in this moment. Trust Him enough to pray,
exactly.
And then trust Him enough to bring our true, real, raw selves to Him. Yeah. So thank you.
Thank you, ladies. Thank you for sharing with
us. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you.